Pretty Betty, now come to me, thou hast set my heart on fire. Thy denial will undo me, grant me then what I desire. Prithee try me, don't deny me, lest it prove my overthrow. Never dally, shall I, still she answered, no, no, no. In the fields they went a-walking, he this maid did sweetly court, but the subject of his taking tended still to Venus' sport. He persuaded, she delayed it, and would not be deluded so. Come, let's dally, shall I, but she answered, no, no, no. He bestowed on her sweet kisses, hoping thereby to obtain and to taste true lover's blisses, which he long time sought in vain. With sighs and sobs and deadly throbs he strove the damsel's mind to know. Come, let's dally, shall I, still she answered, no, no, no. To the tavern then he took her, feasting her with costly wine. In the face did often look her, swearing that she was divine. She told the youth it was untruth, I would not have you flatter so. Come, let's dally, shall I, but she answered, no, no, no. With fair words he did entreat her to him for to condescend. As his passion waxed greater, he her beauty did commend. She denied it and defied it, vowing it should ne'er be so. Come, let's dally, shall I, but she answered, no, no, no. Thus he spent his time in wooing, but found no encouragement. His fingers itched for to be doing, and she perceived his intent. She still at trial gave denial, but maidens of time do so. Come, let's dally, shall I, but she answered, no, no, no. He continued still to woo her, but she made him this reply, that his aim was to undo her, and would know the reason why. He protested that she jested, his design was nothing so. Come, let's dally, shall I, then she answered, no, no, no. But on hopes the youngster builded, hoping she at last would yield. And at length the damsel yielded, with his charms he won the field. In the shade down her he laid, he himself lay smiling by. Come, let's dally, shall I, then she answered, aye. Then they fell to sweet embraces, lovers, you know what I mean. So close did join their blushing faces, you could not put a straw between. In amorous chains there he remains, till he for breath did panting lie. Come, let's dally, shall I, then she answered, aye. She who stoutly first denied him by his compliments was won, and she vowed when she had tried him that the job was neatly done. Maids, beware and have a care of flattering youths who oft do try, and will dally, shall I, till you cry out, aye.